It has been so the house of the Lord today. It truly has been so good to be in the presence of the Holy Spirit. You know, the Bible teaches us that where there are two or three are gathered in His name, He's among us. Dear friend, today, pray for us this morning as we share what it is that God has laid upon our heart. Friends, if you will, take your Bibles and turn with us to the Gospel of John. The Gospel of John, chapter 20. For just the next few moments, we're going to share with you a thought that the Holy Spirit had laid upon our heart a few days ago. Our message is entitled today, Revealed. In the Gospel of John, in chapter number 20, we'll begin reading today at verse number 19 and read down through verse 23. Then the same day at evening, being the first day of the week, when the doors were shut, where the disciples were assembled for fear of the Jews, came Jesus and stood in the midst and saith unto them, Peace be unto you. And when he had so said, he showed unto them his hands and his side. Then were the disciples glad when they saw the Lord. Then said Jesus to them again, Peace be unto you. As my Father hath sent me, even so send I you. And when he had said this, he breathed on them and saith unto them, Receive ye the Holy Ghost. Whosoever sins you remit, they are remitted. Unto them, and or whosoever sins are retained, they are retained. Dear friends, when the Lord spoke to our heart pertaining to this passage of Scripture, He reminded me that this occurred on the very evening of our Lord's resurrection. For you see, dear friends, the disciples there were very afraid. They were very troubled because of the turbulence they had experienced. But the Bible teaches us something that we can apply to our hearts today. What did our Lord do? The Lord, He revealed Himself to them. What the Bible is teaching us here and telling us is that the Lord came to them. I tell you today, on the authority of God's living, breathing, precious Word, the Lord comes to us. He reveals Himself to us to bless us and to help us and to quench the fears and subdue the troubles that are plaguing us today. I tell you today, friends, the Lord Jesus Christ, who loves us and cares for us, has revealed Himself today to bring to us a peace in our heart. Notice how that Jesus began His dialogue with His disciples. He said, Peace be unto you. I tell you today, dear friends, it's our Lord's desire that you have peace in your heart and you have peace in your life. I tell you, friends, that's why He's here today, to bring us peace, to bring us joy, and praise God, hope. Lord Jesus Christ, the very evening He came, in the very midst of His disciples, well, they were hidden, but Jesus found their hideout. Oh, that tells me something today. You may can run, you may can fool your neighbor, you may can fool someone close to you, but you can't fool or hide from God, because the Lord Jesus Christ, He will come to you, He will speak to you, He will reveal Himself to you, to bring to you, praise God, what you need. Here he came in the very midst of his disciples who were frightened and very troubled. These men were cowed down, and the Bible tells us that the doors were shut. What happened here was this. Jesus Christ, he made his way through those locked doors. Jesus Christ came into the midst of those that was locked in. Hey, dear friends, there's no wall, there's no door, there's no barrier that can prevent Jesus Christ from revealing himself to you. He will come to you. He will bless. He will help. You see, dear friends, he came to these disciples, standing in the midst of them, saying, "Peace be unto you." You see, dear friends, these that he loved and these that he cared about, he wanted for them just as he does for us. He wanted the very best for them. I tell you today, dear friends, if you leave here without Jesus Christ as Lord of your life, it's your own doing. Because Jesus Christ, the Son of God, he is with us today. And he showed them his hand. He showed them his side. He brought to them what they needed to be able to embrace the love that he had for them. I tell you today, the Lord has revealed himself among us today through his Spirit, through his Word, and through the presence of all of us. God has blessed. God has revealed. And I'm thankful today, dear friends, that as we look at this and we begin to draw from this, we can see how that we can glean from the personal hardship of these disciples. You might say, Brother Lynn, you have no idea what I'm going through. No, I don't. But I can tell you something. My Jesus does. He understands. He knows. He knows you. He knows me better than we know ourselves. And the Lord Jesus Christ, the Prince of all peace, has revealed himself to us today to bring joy to our heart. You see, these disciples that were so very troubled, Jesus came saying a second time, "Peace be unto you," stating to them that my Father has sent me. My Father. Oh, dear friends, rest assured this. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost who make one loves you today. You may not feel loved. You may not think you're loved. But I tell you, dear friends, you're loved by the Lord. You're loved. Jesus was in the midst of many that had walked with him and had talked with him and had ate with him and even denied. But despite their failures and their shortcomings, the Lord Jesus Christ came to them, not because they deserved it. He came to them for the same reason that he comes today. He loves us. He loves us. Now, they needed something. They needed something. You may be here today and you may need something. Oh, praise God, don't miss this when we share. Well, the Bible says in verse 21, "Then said Jesus to them again, 'Peace be unto you. As my Father hath sent me, so I send you.'" Jesus is commissioning them. Just as he commissions us to have that witness, to have that testimony before a lost, dying, and needful world. You may be here today saying, "Brother Lynn, how can I be a help to the Lord when I can't be a help to myself?" I tell you today, dear friends, Jesus has revealed himself in the presence of Pine Hill Baptist Church to bring to you, praise God, what you need. Here these frightened disciples were very troubled. And notice here what he did in verse 22. And when he had said this, he breathed on them. He breathed on them. You say, well, what's that so significant? You go back to Genesis chapter 2 and verse number 7. And what God did, he breathed in the very nostrils of Adam, and he became a living soul. The breath of God, it stirs you, it compels you, it enables you, praise God, to live. The breath of God is life. Now listen, getting theological. This is between the resurrection and the day of Pentecost. Today, dear friends, you are, after the resurrection, between the time of God coming for His church. Listen today, dear friends. The Lord will breathe on you. He will bless you. He will help you till He takes you home. We talk about provision. This is provision. It wasn't that the Lord Jesus Christ come in to bestow on them weapons and wealth. All he had to do was just breathe on them. And the Holy Spirit moved them, stirred them. And the Bible tells us in just a few days, old Peter would proclaim the word, and the Holy Spirit would come in like a mighty rushing wind, and 3,000 souls would be saved. He revealed himself, and he breathed. That breath of God brought peace. You might say, well, Brother Lynn, I need this, I need that, I need this, I need that to have peace. No, we need Jesus. We need Jesus. Now, you might say, well, I've been backslidden for a long time. I'm lost and undone. My life's doors are shut. I'm locked in. I'm hiding out. Dear friends, he's revealed himself. He found you. When I was lost and undone, I didn't have to go searching for him. He found me. Praise God. He found me. You all grew up. I know if you grew up in this holler, you probably played hide and go seek every once in a while. We put her head down beside an old outhouse or something, and we'd count to 20. We'd get to 19. We'd get kind of antsy. We'd say 20. We'd say, ready or not, here I come. Ready or not, he's here. He's revealed himself. It was up to the disciples what they would do after this. It's up to you what you will do after this. Dear friends, I will tell you today that not only did Jesus reveal himself to these, but the Bible tells us in Luke 24 that he was two lowly, depressed, dejected disciples walking on the road to Emmaus, and what did happen? The Lord revealed himself. He came to them. I've thought about that a lot these days of late. And then the Holy Spirit began to direct us to this particular passage of Scripture. Early in the ministry of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, Jesus would be at the synagogue in Nazareth. This was quite some time before he would go to the cross. But you know, Jesus would always say, I'm about the Father's business. And the Bible tells us, in Luke chapter number 4 and verse number 18, Jesus stood up and he read. He took the Scriptures. And he said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering sight to the blind and to set at liberty them that are bruised. What Jesus is saying, I'll come to you. I will bless you. I will help you. I'll lift you up. Praise God, I'm here. So whatever needs you may have, whatever may be going on in your life that seems to be too heavy for you to carry, listen, dear friends, you don't have to carry it alone. Jesus said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. He said, take my yoke upon you and learn of me. For his yoke was easy. It was light. You don't have to leave here today burdened and bogged down. You may have came in this church today dragging with your head held low. I can tell you today, you can leave with your head held high and you can have a spring in your step because Jesus is with us. Revealed. Revealed. Dear friends, what are we to do with this great revealing today? I can't answer for you, but I can answer for me. I'm going to praise Him. I'm going to praise Him. I'm going to praise Him. You know something? Every day for a child of God is Resurrection Day. Every day. You might say, well, Brother Lynn, I ain't got nothing to be thankful for. If you got Jesus Christ as the Lord of your life, you got something to give thanks for. For salvation. For that glorious hope. We standing up there in that cemetery this morning. We looked around and seen all these tombstones and all these graves. The Holy Spirit reminded me, He's not there. You know where He's at? He's sitting on the right hand of God the Father, making intercession for you and I. And praise God, He's indwelling through the Holy Spirit, all of us who know Him through faith. That's where He's at today. Praise His wonderful, glorious name. Thank you, Jesus, for revealing. Thank you, Jesus, for coming. Thank you, Jesus, for loving me. Let's stand to our feet.